Jason, I've got to tell you, you're pretty much everything this company is looking for in an entry-level candidate.
Great.
Your resume isn't quite what we're used to, but you've got a fantastic work ethic.
Thank you.
And I'm impressed by how you carry yourself.
So, should we talk about the job?
What? The job? Oh, sorry. Yeah, I have no way of recruiting or even meeting you. This interview didn't happen.
It may sound ridiculous, and that's because it kind of is. There's a huge pool of talent your company is missing out on. Meet the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Man, we really could have used him.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do when they find that it's true?
In month 8 of the I Commit to Pray campaign, the Voice of the Martyrs is praying persecuted Christians are able to rejoice in their suffering. Acts chapter 5 describes how the jealous Sadducees had the apostles arrested because they had been healing the sick and drawing great crowds. The apostles were flogged and ordered not to speak of Jesus in public. Upon their release, they celebrated. Not because of their freedom, they rejoiced, verse 41 says, because God had counted them worthy to suffer disgrace for his name. For more on the I Commit to Pray campaign, go online to persecution.com.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
A bad relationships to steal your joy. It's in the text. It's in the text. Look, verse 2 and 3, Paul had to tell two women in the church to get along with each other. Now, let me just let me just point some things out that may not be so obvious to you. First of all, notice from our text that these women were not outsiders, but they were active members in the church. They were insiders. Amen. I'm getting ready. I don't know if I'm gonna preach this whole thing the way I wanted to. They were insiders. Praise God. And we also notice that our text does not tell us, praise God, what these women were quarreling about. We don't know what they were arguing about. We just know that they were arguing. We just know that it was causing some type of disharmony. All we know that it was causing some type of dissension, praise God, in the church. Praise God. One thing that we can assume, amen, I'm talking about you Bible readers, one thing that we can assume, that whatever it was that they were arguing about, it was not over a biblical doctrinal matter. How do I know that? How do I know that? I know that because if it was because of some doctrinal issue, praise God, Paul would have sided with one or the other. But he didn't side with any one of them. He just said, you all are arguing, praise God, and we need to get it squashed. Praise God. You see, it was important because it was important for them to get this dispute squashed as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Why? Because, praise God, when disputes like that go on in the church, it don't just affect those two who are doing the arguing. Amen. How many of y'all ever heard of the ripple effect? How many of y'all have ever heard of the ripple effect? You see, their disharmony also affect their friends and the friends of their friends. You see, this is why God takes so seriously the issue of disharmony in the church. Somebody said, how in the world you know he takes it? Oh, I know, because he allowed the Holy Spirit to have Paul to write at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. I want you to put that up there. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. And look what Paul writes. He says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same thing, and that there be what? No division among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together, praise God, in the same mind and in the same judgment. You see, division undermines the spiritual synergy. In other words, the spiritual interaction, praise God, that God intends for his church. Amen. He intends for us, praise God, to come in here. He intends for his church, praise God, because we are supposed to be of the same mind.
Yeah.
Praise God, to act the same way.
Yeah.
Although we are different.
Yeah.
You see, disharmony introduces what I call negativity.
Yeah.
And it makes it difficult,
yeah,
for the Holy Spirit to even move.
Yeah.
Praise God, among the church.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's why I had to lay the ground. This was written to church folk. This was written to the church. Amen. This was written to believers. And I believe what Paul is trying to get us to know, what Paul is trying to get us to see,
yeah,
praise God, that there should be no division,
no,
praise God, among us. Oh yeah, we're going to disagree, but we're not going to be disagreeable.
Yeah.
Amen. Anybody understand the difference in that? Praise God. I can come in here. I don't care if I'm the pastor, the deacon, the choir president, the musician, praise God, and I can want to do something, but praise God, if somebody come up with an idea, and I'm always open for ideas. How many of y'all know that I'm always open for ideas? Praise God. In fact, I solicit ideas from folks. I get mad when folk don't give me some information, because I believe the more information that is thrown at me, especially if I'm in a leadership position, praise God, it helps me to make a better decision. Amen. Amen. I don't like sidebar meetings. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Let us, praise God, work things out as men and women, as believers together. We don't have to have a sidebar over here between them two and that two and that, another sidebar over there, because when we are having these various sidebars, it is showing that we are not together. Oh, Lord, and I like what Paul said in here. I see right now I'm not going to preach this thing the way I wanted to preach it. And that's why I see why Paul says in the text, he says, come here, fellow yoke laborer. Uh-huh. How many of y'all know what a yoke is? Yeah. Huh? You know what a yoke is? I see, let me see, that's Brother Mike back there laughing. You know what a yoke is? They take, when you got two cows, two bulls, two horses, yes, sir, that are not pulling together, yes, sir, they have somebody to put a yoke on them. Yes, praise God, put both of them together. Yes, sir. You know why they do that? Because together, they can do more things together, yes, sir, than they could do, praise God, on their own. One going on one tangent, another one going in another tangent. Yeah. Put that yoke on them, uh-huh, and allow them to work together, and we could move, praise God, that much further. Yeah. Amen. So he asks for those yoke fellas. He said, look, these women are too valuable to me.
Yeah.
They're helping me in the ministry. Praise God. And I don't need them pulling to the right, pulling to the left.
Yeah.
I need them to be pulling together.
Yes, yeah.
Amen. How many of y'all catch that thing? And so that just let us know, praise God, that when there is some dissension between us,
yes, sir,
in this new year,
yes, sir,
praise God. Nothing wrong with getting an outside person.
Uh-huh.
Nothing wrong with getting a third party.
Uh-huh.
Praise God. Come and say, you know, we can't get together, but find you a fella yoke laborer.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you know what a good yoke laborer is?
Yes, sir.
Amen. I hope they got that thing that can follow me. I wasn't going to sit down today. I said, I need to walk a little bit. A yoke laborer is one who is going to do the right thing. A yoke laborer is one, praise God, who is going to make sure that everything is pulling together. And I'm talking about the church, to please God.
Yes.
Praise God. I did a little bit of research to see what those two women, y'all be surprised what their names mean. Iudaiah's name means pleasant fragrance. Pleasant fragrance. Sentiche names mean pleasant acquaintance. So you tell me why two people who are pleasant, praise God, can't work together. You know what that tells me? That tells me that regardless of who we are, praise God, if we allow the devil to get in, he can disrupt anything that we're trying to do. And for 2024, We said that we want to go to what? Higher heights and deeper.